Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Aircoy Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
You're listening to Rabeau and Co. here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Louis Rabeau.
All right, welcome in 11 o'clock hour, Tuesday edition of the show. Thanks to Mark Ennis hanging out with us in the first hour. Zachy C, other side of the glass. I'm Louis Rabeau at Radio Louis on Twitter, station at ESPN 680, ESPNLouisville.com, smart speaker, your car, your cubicle, the line at Ford, throwing boxes of UPS, driving the truck, however you're hanging out with us today. We appreciate it very much, making us part of your Tuesday V-Show after us. Roundtable at 3 o'clock. Catch the drive over on 93.9 at 3 o'clock as well. Protester talk, some tights talk in the first hour. If you ever miss it, head back to the podcast center, ESPNLouisville.com. The tights talk, as many texters have pointed out, came from people pointing out that it was the tights that ruined Hooters for them.
Yes.
I don't think about the tights when I think about Hooters.
You can't say I do.
Yep, nope. Not where my brain goes.
Nope.
Like at all. But good for you. But it is time for that time of the week. It's time for a Canes read.
Hello, friends. And with the unfortunate closing of area Hooters, I have great news. You can still find great chicken. Hot chicken. Hand battered. Made to order for you. Personalized, if you will. Crinkle cut fries. And Texas toast. Delicious cane sauce. Just imagine slathering that cane sauce all over. Multiple area locations. Check them out at RaisingCane's.com. They even have a mobile app. Raising Cane's. One love.
Ooh, a little personal there. Reds Pirates tonight, 640 on ESPN, 680-1057. Oh, man. Texter, I heard that Blake calls you Five Ring Louie. Well, they call me Five Ring Johnny. Of course, I take them all off before the Canes read for safety purposes. That's a really good text.
You broke a couple times there. What are you, Jimmy Fallon?
I just smiled.
I heard the chuckle there.
The chuckle is part of the... If you're going to criticize the Canes read, I'm going to
stop doing it. Never criticizing.
Okay, you watch your mouth. Could you imagine?
I love when SNL characters break.
Oh, I agree. It's Fallon, dude, there was a season and a half where he was really good on that show.
Yes.
Really good on that show. And so, yeah, I got nothing against Fallon. The other part is... we've had guests on our ridiculous podcast. By the way, Caitlin Free hanging out on Thursday. How about that ahead of Stephen Foster Saturday? Just extra programming notice. This Thursday, obviously, happy hour. We'll do a preview of the Foster. Saturday, 11 to noon, we'll do another show. That'll be the Kentucky Racing Spotlight presented by our friends across the street, Kentucky HBPA. We'll do that show 11 to noon ahead of the Foster. I'll be out there Saturday. Zach, you and I, let's just do this on air. We talked about it the other day. Are you coming out for Foster Day, even though it's going to be 6.5 million degrees at the track?
I'm going to a beer fest first, but then I might be able to make it out.
How about that? Never mind. Go to the beer fest. Which one? Where is this?
Up at
Butchertown?
No, up at the waterfront.
Oh, how about that? Good. Oh, good for
I'll
you.
I'll be at J-Town, too, obviously.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I said J-Town. My head was like, we're not. That's
no,
not.
J-Town's,
that's not. Yeah, that's August, I think. Or
no,
something.
J-Town's in July, the middle of July.
Middle of July. Got it.
Okay, yeah, but that. It'll still be a million degrees.
It's very fun, by the way.
Yeah.
J-Town's great.
Oh, I can't wait.
It really is. They do a really, really good job out there. So there you go. Yeah, so we'll be out there, usual spot, 320, 321, somewhere in there. I'll tweet out where we're at, and then you come on up. And like a couple people did, frankly, Tommy, Steve, Chris. Was it Chris? Chris and his daughter that we met the other day?
Yeah.
That was Chris, right? Yeah,
it was.
Chris came up, and Chris
that?
Is like, holy crap, you actually have cigars here. Cut him a cigar, the whole thing. So there you go. Come
you
hang
think
out
he
with us.
Actually wanted to meet you, or you think he just wanted a cigar?
Oh, it's always the cigar. I don't have any. Look, listen, I'm sure people are like, oh, that's Louie. Give me the cigar.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just happened to come along with it.
Oh, yeah. Texter Ryan Gosling and cast breaking on SNL during the meeting about being abducted by aliens is an all-timer. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's it's good stuff.
The first time they ever did Debbie Downer and everybody broke.
Some of those sketches, man. Debbie Downer's a good one, though.
They did.
Just that zoom in on her face, yes. That expression she would get. What's her name?
Who's Rachel that? Dratch.
Thank you, Dratch. That's what it was.
First time they ever did Barry Gibb talk show and Justin Timberlake broke. With the chest hair and the suits. And
oh, it is the good stuff, man. It really is. How did you take in the Stanley Cup Finals last night?
I was just at home.
Just
last
at
night.
Home, okay.
Yeah.
Did you bet it at all?
No.
Okay. That was one I couldn't figure the game out.
Yeah. Because we talked about this yesterday. Momentum in hockey means nothing.
Texter Louis, my Bill Clinton great cigars. Thank you, sir. Oh,
did
man.
Not have relations with that cigar.
I did not. That's true. I'm definitely. Oh, man, is today like a cool enough day I could sit outside in the shade and turn
no.
a fan on? And it's only 95 today. Ugh.
Only.
Oh my God, is it actually going to rain tomorrow?
It could.
Oh man, that's such an old dad thing to say. We need rain. How much rain do we need? Just the right amount. It's such a dad thing to think.
Yeah. Either that or a farmer.
God. No, it's a dad thing for sure. And like to have discussions with other men about how much rain we need. Very dad thing to do. Suburban
yeah.
dad for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. NBA draft this week. We've been talking around it this week. I do want to get back into it. Man, I'm trying to. Is the draft tomorrow?
I think it's Thursday.
Is it Wednesday, Thursday, or Thursday, Friday? I honestly.
Oh, yeah, it's 2 days now.
Yeah, so I actually don't know.
I believe Thursday, Friday.
So let me look here.
I will not swear to it.
Yeah, go ahead and find
it's tomorrow and
it
Thursday.
It is tomorrow and Thursday. Okay, because I saw that on the game last night, and I was like, wait a minute. Is it Wednesday? So, yeah, we definitely got to talk about it then. And, I, you know, obviously I want to concentrate on the local guys. And, you know, Zach, we've been going back and forth, and I used the word emperor again today, whatever, and, you know, about getting the best people and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you don't care who plays for Ohio State as long as they win, right? That kind of stuff. But it is cool when a guy from where you're from
sure.
goes ahead and gets drafted, right? Like if a kid from your high school or whatever was going to go top five in the NBA draft, like a Reed Shepard, something
yes.
like that, there is something cool about it. And so I wanted to say that because I don't want people to hear me say I don't care where guys are from and then downplay a kid from North Laurel making the NBA.
We do. Have
I don't want to do that. Go ahead.
We do have a thing we'll have to discuss later. That college football game just came out with the top 10 toughest places to play, and their rankings are not good.
Okay, well, let's stop the show. We're doing that right now. Let's go.
So you want the top 10?
Okay, so this is college football.
The video game. Yeah.
The video game.
Yeah.
Which we are going to do at Blind Squirrel.
Yes, we are.
We will have a 40 and over division, which I think was one of the great texts in the history of this station. If there's a 40 and over division, I will play. That's fantastic. If you're listening right now, 40 and over division person, please text in 437-9680. Yeah, not breaking during sweaty balls would be really hard. I'm with you. It'd be difficult for sure. Texter, it's fixing to rain. That's right.
I would have broke.
All right. So let me guess.
Okay.
And I'll try to go along with places that I know are historically considered difficult to play. You can text these in 437-9680. We'll play along.
Do you want to go 10 through 1 or do you want to start with 1?
I'm just going to start guessing.
Okay.
Okay. LSU.
Yeah, they're in the top 10.
Okay, great. You and I agree that's a definite, right?
Do you want to know where they're ranked?
Sure.
Third.
That's stupid.
They should be first.
That should be number 1. That's why I went to them first.
Yes, that should be number 1.
I'm going to go with the Swamp.
They're in there.
Okay, what number?
10th.
Okay. I'm going to guess they have Michigan Stadium up there.
They don't.
Okay, and they shouldn't. And here's why. It's a weird thing to say because there are so many people there, but because there's no second deck at all, the sound just disperses.
It goes out of the stadium.
Yeah, I've been there a couple times, and it's loud. Let's be clear. It's loud. They have really good fans there. That's not it. It's just the sound escapes. It's a very interesting dynamic, actually.
The stadium's actually underground.
Yes, that too. It's dug into the ground. You walk up to it, and you would never know that there's 105 or whatever, 10,000, whatever, people that are in that spot.
Right.
What about a 30 to 39 division? We can talk about a 30s division. I don't think that's silly.
No top 10 for Michigan.
Clemson?
Nope.
Okay. That one is a little ridiculous. Yeah. I've been there. It's wild. It's loud. Oof. Okay. Georgia?
Yes, Georgia's in there.
Okay. Top five?
They're fifth.
Okay. Tennessee?
Nope.
Wow.
They should be on there. There's a couple that I would take out.
Okay.
For the top five, by the way.
Oregon?
No, Oregon didn't make it.
Oh, that's stupid. Autzen's loud as bleep, man.
Yeah, it is.
That place shakes.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't like that at all. That one actually bothers me the most so far.
I don't either.
Is Ohio State on the list?
They're fourth.
Ooh, are they top five?
Yeah, they're fourth.
Do you think it's a top five?
Yeah, I think fourth's okay. I wouldn't have them first, but I'd have...
Ahead of Georgia?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Interesting. All right. Is Penn State on there? They should be.
They're sixth.
Okay, good.
I would probably have Penn State over Ohio State.
I agree with
that.
They're top three. They're top three. Yeah. That whiteout at night is...
LSU should be one. Penn State should be two.
I will not argue with you on that. I think those two are right there in that. Is Alabama on this list?
They're second, and they should not be.
I agree with you. They're top 10, but they're not second for sure.
No.
Auburn's not on that list.
They're not.
I'm trying to think who else would be on this list. Texture, Alabama shouldn't be on the list. Yeah. Virginia Tech on the list.
No, they're not.
Okay, that's stupid. Texture brings them up. That place is awesome. They do a fantastic job there. All the music, all the intros, the lead-in.
Yeah, Sandman. Yep.
They do such a good job. Wow. Okay. How many do I have so far? Let's go. I got
LSU,
yep.
Ohio State,
yep.
Georgia, Penn State, Florida.
Alabama.
And Alabama. So you get six.
Six of the ten. And we've guessed some other ones. Is Texas A&M on there?
They're number one.
Yeah. That one makes sense. And that one's actually came down on a text as well. So
I would not have them number one, but I would have them top five.
Okay. You'd have LSU number one?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not offended by that at all. Who have I left out here? Florida State?
They made it. I would have Clemson over Florida State.
I agree with that.
They're ninth.
I actually agree with that.
They're ninth.
But Florida State's right there. They're top 15,
I think.
So
you have only seven and eight left. One Big Ten.
I feel like I'm not doing a bad job here.
No, one Big Ten, one SEC.
Wisconsin?
Wisconsin. So they're seventh.
That's correct, by the way.
Yes.
They're a top 10.
I agree.
They're louder than Michigan, too. It's okay to say, they are.
Oh, they're much louder than Michigan. Yes.
That fan base is...
Jump around end of the third quarter.
It's wild. Crazy. Jump around is something you should experience.
And you know
sure.
up at Wisconsin, you know they can drink.
Everybody's so drunk. That's right. Everybody's drunk. It's loud.
You got one more, and they're in the SEC.
Okay.
But you wouldn't think of them as the SEC.
Okay. Is it one of the Oklahomas or Texas?
It's Oklahoma.
It is Oklahoma. Okay. I was going to go Texas just because they overrate Texas on a lot of stuff.
I would drop out Oklahoma and Florida State.
And put in?
Virginia Tech. I'd put in Oregon for sure.
Oregon for sure. Wow, nothing. Yeah, South Carolina came down on the text. I've heard that a lot, actually.
I've heard Auburn a lot, too.
Auburn, too, for sure. But I've heard South Carolina, even though they suck.
Yeah.
That stadium apparently is bonkers, man. Vandy coming down on the text. Yeah. Northwestern.
I would have LSU 1, Penn State 2.
Yep.
A&M, you could argue, third.
I would have A&M in top five, no question.
Ohio State.
Oregon might be in my top five,
Oregon and Ohio State are right there. I'd have both of them ahead of Georgia.
Oregon's bonkers, dude. I'll tell you another one that's underrated loud is Washington.
Washington, yeah.
Just how that stadium is shaped.
Yep.
It's bizarre, but it is loud as bleep, man. And here's how I know it's loud, Zach. They based some of the Seahawks...
Around there.
Their acoustics around how they had built Washington Stadium.
I think Washington actually had the record for loudest stadium as far as decibel.
That place is, it's bonkers.
Yeah.
The Southern California stadiums are just bowls, so everything rolls out of there. The Arizona teams. Colorado's very small. People, I think they don't know. It's the size of Nippert, essentially.
So I think if you take Oklahoma and Florida State out, I don't really have a problem with... I would take Alabama out for Washington, actually.
Yeah, I mean, some of this stuff...
Alabama is not... The loudest stadium, it's tough to play there because they're Alabama.
Correct.
Because
the team is good. That's right.
Right.
Texture pointing out when Florida State's rolling and they've got the chant going.
Yeah.
I would love to be there for that.
But I would have Clemson ahead of Florida State.
Yeah. West Virginia is wild. I agree with that. Texas, yes. That is true.
Yes, it is.
Man, that's a good one. That's actually a really good one. But I feel like that's less loud and just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, it's just uncomfortable being a West Virginia man.
Oh, I'm drinking all their moonshine all day. Yeah, that's not
exactly. Oh, no, that place is bonkers. They let you out at halftime to go drink more.
Of course they did. More schools should do that.
Dude, that place is bonkers.
Oh, man. Yeah, I've been there multiple times. It's crazy.
It is absolutely
especially
bonkers.
At night.
Yeah. A bunch of good texts. Mississippi State with those cowbells has to be pretty loud. Yeah, I imagine. I'm stunned that's still legal. Stunned it's still legal.
I'm surprised. I mean, not that they should be, but nobody even... We never mentioned Notre Dame. But Notre Dame Stadium feels kind of bland. Like it.
The thing about Notre Dame Stadium that I will say, and I will give them credit for, is it's so old school that literally, Zach, you don't sit straight facing. You actually have to like kind of turn to the side.
Yeah.
Just to fit in your chair. So people are packed on top of one another. So the concentration of noise is... Michigan's like this too, actually. I mean, it is... really loud in your section and in your spot there.
Should we put Tennessee in there? Do we need to bump somebody for Tennessee?
Tennessee is pretty bonkers, dude. That place is loud.
Yeah, the problem is who you're taking out. I'm not taking out Wisconsin. I'm not taking out...
For sure.
Would you take out Florida for Tennessee?
No.
I don't think I would either.
No, the swamp is... No.
So, no, I...
That's a better top 10 than I thought it was going to be when you warned me about it.
Yeah, I mean,
that's better than I thought.
Yeah.
Oregon, though, is...
Oregon needs to be on the
list. That's weird. That's
weird
that it's out.
Washington should be on the list.
I don't know if they're top 10, but they're in that 12-15 range for sure. Man, oh, man. I'm trying to think of other spots that... Yeah, like Texas Tech.
But LSU has to be number
one. Oh, Iowa, dude.
Iowa.
Kinnick is... Man.
Yeah. Get Kinnick at night. That's where.
That's a good one, actually.
As we all know that's where top 10 teams go to die.
No, that's right. I mean, Wisconsin and Iowa, like that middle of the country thing, mm-hmm. Dude. Nebraska's got to be pretty wild.
Yep. But I can't put Nebraska there.
But you know what's interesting is they sell out all their games, but everyone, I don't know if people have been to Nebraska games. They're so friendly and welcoming at Nebraska games.
Yes.
It loses some of that. It's the opposite of West Virginia. Whatever's happening in West Virginia is the opposite of what's happening in Nebraska. And it's a fascinating. The juxtaposition of those two.
Everybody says Nebraska fans are the nicest fans of college football.
Texter, leave it to Zach. Louis has a show planned out. It's staying on track. Zach says, yo, bro, football. People love these kinds of conversations.
We have
though, for sure.
We got time for NBA draft. That'll be next.
By the way, that 30-39 division text was from someone who's never texted the station before. Thank you for hanging out with the show. I appreciate it. 437-9680 on our UPS jobs text line. Put the code Rabot and Co. Let's go. I love it. We can get to the NBA draft at all day tomorrow, frankly. Yes, no Gandolfo tomorrow. Who should I book instead?
Oof.
Oof. My man went oof.
Are we talking to Ben on Thursday? Oh, is Ben recapping all the Kentucky guys who are going to be picked on Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. We don't need to do them.
Kroger, Uscanfield.
That's a Louisville fan. Is that Ethan?
Uscanfield.
Is that Ethan?
Uscanfield.
Because he always calls him that.
Someone asking about Utah. I've heard both Utah and BYU are louder than bleep.
Yeah, not top 10, though.
But I don't think they're top 10. That's
no.
Right. But I've heard they're... Absolutely going. Texture, I'm available. What are we talking about? Should we just take calls for 20 minutes? 20 minutes of calls. Like 17 minutes of calls. That'd be great. Oh, man. But finishing up what I was saying about horse racing. Yeah, we'll have the two shows Wednesday next week. Zach, you ready for this? Random. They're going to be done running at Churchill, but because all the trainers and horses are based there, I'm going to go do a show there. Before July 4th, ahead of Ellis opening. So we'll have another Kentucky Spotlight show out there next Wednesday. So July 3rd, July 6th, man, if you didn't hear Rachel recently, I'll be up at the Indiana Derby. They're giving us a stage. I'm not sure why, but they're doing it. Right next to us is the Cigar Roller. Costs you nothing to park, nothing to get in. By the way, I just saw this. Do you know how much it was to park and then get tickets at Jerry World for Bolivia, USA?
No.
$65 to park, $300 for tickets.
That sounds about right. So
Indiana Derby free. Show up and talk to me. How about that?
And we beat them. So we made them fade into Bolivian, like Mike Tyson said.
More Bolivia talk. We do it next.
Rabeau & Co. here on ESPN 680 105.7. Now, here's Louis Rabeau.
All right, welcome back in. 11 o'clock hour, Tuesday edition of the show. Bobby V after us, roundtable 3 o'clock. Reds Pirates tonight, 640 here on ESPN 680 105.7. Canes bringing lunch by the ESPN Louisville Studios, RaisingCanes.com. Of course, Reds Cardinals this weekend, Thursday through Sunday. We'll have those games for you as well in St. Louis. So it'll be 7:15, 7:45, and then they'll play afternoon games both Saturday and Sunday, which means in St. Louis it will be 100 degrees. And I'm not exaggerating, it will be 100 degrees. I can't even imagine, man. Texter was asking about these stadiums, is it like, does weather play into that? It is not. It's more just like, it's the acoustics of the place, how loud the crowds are. And these old stadiums, some of them, especially like A&M, like they shake. Like the stadiums actually like rumble, if you will. And so,
yeah, they shake at Penn State. They shake at LSU.
Texture, I think I've seen the ESPN camera shaking at a Penn State game for a night whiteout game. Herb Street mentioned it during broadcast. Oh, yeah, some of those places. Like I had season tickets at Michigan State in like the third row on the 50 upstairs.
Yeah.
And you could feel the upper deck moving when it got loud in there for sure. Oh yeah, absolutely.
What was the most electric game you ever went to? Was it like a Notre Dame game? Was it a Michigan game?
It was a Michigan game. It was 99 and Plaxico made a bunch of plays that were just absolutely absurd.
Oh yeah.
The first game I ever went to though was a night game, fall of 99. My freshman year, and they beat Oregon in the opener at night.
I've heard about that. Yeah, Amp Campbell.
Yes, Amp Campbell, who's
before.
Now, yep, got, and he picks up the fumble, runs it back, and they win the game.
Yep.
I've never quite been around a play in football that game. There was so much hype the whole week because Oregon was in town. It was a top, I want to say like top 15-ish matchup, something like that. And then that play happens, man. And so, yeah.
That's about when Oregon was starting to become Oregon, right? Somewhere around there.
Texter, long live Simone Bolivar. I texted back, Che Guevara, LOL, and then he wrote back, figures a Frenchman would praise a socialist. I like that I'm a Frenchman today. That's nice. Reminder, on Sundays during this time slot, you'll have the Sunday morning hangover. That's Curran, that's Baker, that's Cantrell, handing out with them 10 to noon every Sunday morning here on ESPN 680 105.7. You still getting your usual callers and texters to that one?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's got the... Which one do you think? Let's go ahead and do rivalry radio here for no reason.
Of course.
Do you think there's more of a cult following of Louisville Sports Live or of the Sunday Morning Hangover?
Ooh, cult following. I was going to say, I think Louisville Sports Live, we probably have more callers.
Okay.
But I would say SMH is more of a cult following because we get the same people.
And more texters,
yes,
that call text every week.
Every
right?
week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I think that's right. It's interesting, right?
Eric always calls around 11 o'clock every week. He calls LSL occasionally, too, but he always calls our show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You always know it's him, too. There's some callers that you can't mistake them for anybody else.
Text.
Lawrence is one of those guys.
This is a great text. Texter, by God, would we finally sell out LNN and get all 40,000 people off the party deck? Look out, Kyle Field. What a great text.
I will say the Notre Dame game was an amazing atmosphere.
It's fun, right? No, it's fun.
That's what we need to have here more.
I'm with you, man.
It felt like a big time.
Look,
game.
Look, look. If Brom keeps winning 10 games a year, that place is going to be full. I'm not worried about that part. Something we don't need to do in this market, and I'll use a local team that I really like as an example. So, Lou City tried to shove down our throats a rivalry with Indianapolis. And Entz is listening right now, throwing things at the screen. That's not what they were doing. They were doing the hipster thing of the proximity football classic or whatever. Like, they gave it an acronym, Zach. They tried to make up an acronym for the rivalry. You don't need to do that. Let things play out naturally. Like, they have better games against Tampa. It's okay that it's Tampa. Who cares? It doesn't matter who your rival is as long as you have one.
Can't force rivalries.
Don't force rivalries. And that's the thing around here. Like, we don't have to force traditions. If it's Jeff Brom that builds the traditions, great. Great.
Yes.
It's a guy who grew up here. It's a guy who played here. Like, great. Great. Let that happen. It's fine.
We don't have to hold on to traditions from the 1940s.
It's not even that part. It's if you don't have them.
Yeah.
You don't have to force them. They'll come to fruition if you have stability and you have success. And they have an opportunity for both with Jeff Brom.
Did Joker and Thief just come organically? I'm sure it did.
Yes. It's like, organic. That's awesome.
Like Penn, Wisconsin with Jump
Around. Yes, Jump Around. That's right.
Enter Sandman, Virginia Tech.
Yes.
Like, there are certain songs that won't back down. Florida, that's a recent tradition.
Running down the hill at Clemson. That happened organically. That's right. You don't have to force those things. Sports are uniquely awesome that way. We had the nickname show a couple weeks ago, right? Those happen when you play sports. You just get a nickname. And so, yeah, texter, bro, I'm texting every day. Sometimes I contribute to the show. Other times I'm not going to read that. I'm not going to read that, but I'm here every day. Thank you. Appreciate that very much.
That's a real one. If you don't text us something we can't read, not a real one.
Texter, nothing compares to some of these foreign soccer stadium crowds. Some crowds look like it's a war zone. Oh, I was watching a game in the Euro qualifying. Qualifying, by the way. Not the tournament.
Not the tournament. The qualifying. We're talking about qualifying?
And they just stopped the game for 5 minutes because of smoke bombs in the German end zone.
Sounds about right.
And then players just stood there, like, just waiting. Oh, man. Texter, the loudest game I've ever heard was the UK 2015 blackout game against South Carolina. It's the loudest game I've ever been to. Same game where the kickoff team was dancing to Waka Flocka and a tradition was born. Boom, there you go. Texter, I missed the first half of the show due to a doctor's appointment. I blame the Florida Panthers. Man, I bet those IV services are busy in South Florida today, man. You ever done that, Zach, by the way?
What's that?
The hydration IV?
Yeah.
Have you done it?
I've won a couple times.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I get one every Sunday after Derby. It's undefeated, man. Oh, it's the best. I asked him about the protest, and Mark went to a place I did not expect that conversation to go, with the guy getting decked being the best part.
Of course it was.
It's true. It's just true.
I love watching the guys, the streakers, run on the field and get tackled, like have a big linebacker just destroy him. Like one of those cops go over.
George Costanza bodysuit.
Yes.
Where does that fit in George Costanza moments in that show?
It's up there.
It's good though, right? See, like him trying to get fired is funny, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the problem with Costanza is you'll come up with like a new thing every week. It's like, oh, no, that's an all-time moment. Yeah. Like. You can't properly rank Costanza moments.
I think a sneaky great moment for him is he's having a frustrating day, and Jerry's going back and forth with a date. It's the mentee.
So yes.
She finds out her mentor's an idiot because she likes she's dating Banya.
Yeah, that's all right.
And he just bursts into the apartment, and he's like, "Hey, we're doing something here." He's like, "Oh, okay, sorry," and he just sits down on the couch.
It's a little stuff like that.
It's the stuff like that. That's exactly right. Oh, man. Zach Cantrell, Louis Rebeau, hanging out with you. Gotcha till noon here on ESPN 680. Reminder of a bunch of programming going around on here. Louisville Sports Live will be tomorrow night, 7 o'clock on 93.9. And then Soccer City on Thursday as well. I don't see the draft on here, but we always carry the draft.
Yeah.
I got to believe we're doing the draft here, so I'll check into that before the end of the show.
For Costanza moments, it's going to be hard to top the Vandal Industries. He's walking in with his pants around. His ankles.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And you want to be my latex salesman.
The other one is what's the more cringe, dating his cousin or dating the unemployment woman's really unattractive daughter?
Unemployment woman.
Yeah, it's bad, right?
That's
why it's amazing, because it's his cousin. Risa, is that her name?
Yes.
She's drinking the wine coolers.
The most unrealistic part of that show is how many dates he and Jerry both get. That would not happen in real life.
Texter. Do you think Scheffler thought the cops were going to cuff him and haul him away for a second? You know what? I do wonder for guys like that, if you do just have PTSD. Like, you see a cop, it takes a while for you to see a cop and not kind of, you know, just cringe or flinch or whatever. Like, it really, that kind of thing.
1-1 against the police this season.
Texter, my kids started a head start this week. How about that? Having trouble paying attention to be able to text in. All I can think about is when am I going to get the next kiddo update from school? Yeah, no, dude, I get it. Yeah, God. I'm not jealous of these people because I don't have one of these kids. I'm really lucky this way where you're just waiting for the once a week call from school.
Dexter said, was the Keith Hernandez Zapruder film the original Hawk Tua?
It's way up there.
Yeah. And it wasn't Keith Hernandez. It was Roger McDowell.
I don't understand how that has anything to do with Pride Month. Sorry, Texter. Yeah, I got nothing. No, I got nothing. But the school thing, like just PTSD from hearing from the school about your kid. I do have one that ends up in the nurse's office pretty often because he's just clumsy.
Oh, yeah.
He's a really nice kid. He really is. He's very smart. I actually have one smart kid. Two.
Would you like to be Roger McDowell and have nobody remember that you actually had a baseball career, but they remember that you spit on Kramer and in Seinfeld?
That would not bother me.
No, not at all. Considering the residuals he's probably still getting.
That would not bother me at all.
No.
That's correct, yes.
I
game, pretty boy.
That is one lethal noogie.
That's one magic loogie.
My magic
loogie. Jay Scrub is working out with Ray Spalding here in town, coming down to the text line. I know that's not for us, but God bless you for texting that to this station. Ray Spalding.
Today, 40 years ago, Prince released Purple Rain.
40?
The album.
40 years?
40 years.
I guess that was 84.
That's right.
Man. Is that your goat for halftime shows?
Yes.
Still?
Yeah. My team won that Super Bowl, and we did Purple Rain in the rain. What beats that?
It's up there, dude. It is. It's up there. I will always appreciate the Bono moment after 9/11 with
that's up there.
The jacket liner.
Sure.
That was really good.
I thought Bruno and Chili Peppers were very good.
I agree.
That game sucked, but those two were good.
That was good.
Of course, Dre, Eminem, that hit me right.
Everybody,
right, that's my favorite.
That wasn't about the spectacle. That was about the music.
That's right.
Right, the nostalgia of those dudes.
Oh sure.
Do you have a random one that you probably shouldn't like, but you're like, you know what it is for me?
What's that?
Katy Perry, giant cat. And didn't she parachute in from the ceiling too?
Lady Gaga did the same thing.
Yeah, like give me spectacle. Like that stuff. Just give me spectacle.
Yeah.
And like the Katy Perry one, she's one of those people. She started playing those songs, and I'm like, how do I know the words to this song too?
Kids.
That's it. I have a daughter. That's right. Man, oh man. But still,
The Weeknd's was a little, was.
I liked it. Whatever.
Yeah,
I liked it. Whatever.
Yeah.
It was super bizarre. His music's so good, though.
I hated the Black Eyed Peas stunk.
I don't.
Fergie trying to sing Sweet Child of Mine is a memory. It's almost as bad as her doing the national anthem.
Or anything.
Really.
I do not understand her appeal.
I don't either.
I just don't get it.
Maroon 5 doing the Atlanta halftime show when Outkast was right there.
Dude, I remember when they said, we're going to Atlanta for the Super Bowl. I thought, boom, I know who the music acts are for that halftime show. And then Maroon 5 popped up.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm standing outside a payphone. Is that him?
Yeah,
that's him. Okay, yeah.
Outkast was right there. T.I. was right there.
T.I. was right there is right. Yes. T.I. was right there. God.
It shouldn't have been that hard.
It should have just been Bombs Over Baghdad for 25 minutes.
I'd have been
just
okay.
Just make
it
happen.
Roses, Hey Ya.
So many good ones.
So fresh, so clean.
So fresh. So many good songs. But T.I. too, man.
T.I.
Like,
was right there.
What are we doing?
Yeah, come on.
Killer Mike's right there. What are we doing? Oh, man. All right. Let's take our final break here. We'll get back into it to close the show. A new stadium deal for the Panthers. I'm fascinated by these. I have a point about poverty and sports. And I promise you it all fits together. 1-3-5 triple plays. Am I ever going to get to this John Clay story about a breakthrough for UofL or for UK football? Find out next.
Yeah, here we go for the 100th time. Hand grenade pins in every line. Throw them up and let something shine. Going out of my f***ing mind. Filthy mouth, no excuse. Find a new place to hang this noose. String me up from atop these roofs. Crowd it tight so I won't get loose. Truth is you can stop and stare. Run myself out and no one cares. Dug the trench out, lay down there with a shovel up out of reach somewhere. Yeah, someone pour it in. Make it a dirt dance floor again. Say your prayers and stop it out when they bring that chorus in.
I bleed it out, digging deeper just to throw it away.
ESPN 680 105.7. Now, here's Louis
Rabeau. Yes, your Lincoln Park deep cut of the day here on Rabeau. Go ESPN 680 105.7. My name's Louis Rabeau at Radio Louis. On Twitter, to find the station at ESPN 680. Texter, they were in ATL. Pastor Troy was like, what up, bro? Texter, every song by the weekend is about cocaine. Texter, has anyone found the Oilers flasher Playboy pics? I'm asking for a friend. 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. Ludacris and Jermaine Dupri not performing Welcome to Atlanta for the Super Bowl. That is shame. Thank you, Texter. I agree. 437-9680.
Sad.
How do we not have that as shame as a hotkey at this station?
Yeah, seriously.
We really need that. 437-9680. Keep that coming. 437-9680, UPS jobs text line. Appreciate everybody hanging out with the show. If you missed any part of it, Podcast Center, ESPNLouisville.com. Head back there. Check out any of our programming here on the family networks, 680, 105.7, and on 93.9 as well. NBA draft tomorrow. You know, that's what I should do is get an NBA draft person, and I should have booked that weeks ago. But let's go ahead and do this. Let's try to predict, you know, because I imagine we'll be able to bet on it tomorrow. That actually might be a fun thing to do. Reed Sheppard, does he go number three to the Rockets, or does he go after that?
I think he goes to the Spurs at four.
Okay.
It's just too perfect.
Which means it won't happen.
Of course, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I wonder how Biscuit would feel about that, because Biscuit's a Spurs fan, and of course, we all know he's a big UL guy.
That's actually a reasonable question. I think Biscuit would tell you, just give him the best players.
Give him the best player, yeah. I think I would do the same.
If LeBron's running mate was a guy who played at Michigan, but they won a title, I don't think you'd get over it.
I'm a Colts fan, and the biggest memory that I have of the AFC Championship game in 06, the guy who had the game-winning interception was Marlon Jackson. Michigan guy. I didn't care.
He was so good, man.
He was a great college corner.
Really good college corner. He really was. Hated that guy.
If you went to Michigan, but you contribute to the Colts, fine.
Yeah, no, of course, yes. Where do you think, at the end of the day, Rob Dillingham lands? So in Vicini's mock, he's at 13 to the Kings.
Before then.
I think he's a top 10er as well. The best ISO guy in college is going to get drafted in this draft especially.
If he ends up going to the Kings at 13, that's a steal.
He measured at 6'1". Did that surprise you?
No.
It surprised me a little. I thought he... 6'1's a... I think he talks about it. Would be intriguing for Malik Monk. Malik, though, decided to stay there, right?
I believe he's still there.
It was Malik that just signed the new deal. Yep, four-year deal. That's right. Yep. Yeah. Sixth man of the year last year.
He and Darren Fox, the Kentucky backcourt.
That's right. And, that's the easy joke here is that they're going to draft another kid from Kentucky out there. The Western Conference got better around them, and the Kings don't want to play the play-in position they found themselves in last season. Yeah, it's an interesting spot for Dillingham that way.
What if the Spurs just decided, you know what, Ford will pick Reed Sheppard, and then the eighth pick will pick Dillingham? What if they just decided to do that?
That would be funny. They have Antonio Reeves going 53rd to the Pistons. What's interesting about that is I actually think that would be a good fit for him, because I think he would get on the floor. He's 6'5". I think he'd get on the floor, and I think he'd score a bunch.
I agree.
I actually think that'd be a good spot for him. Where do you think Justin Edwards goes? He has him very back of the draft going to the Nuggets.
Yeah.
Serious question for you, Zach. You and I have never had this conversation. 437-9680. Keep those texts coming on our UPS jobs text line. Do you hold it against Cal when a kid comes in, he's supposed to be the number one overall pick, and he goes like 56 to the Nuggets?
It's not a good look. Okay. I hold it more against Cal that he had two top 10 potential picks and didn't start either.
That's fair.
Like, you got to recognize who your best players are, and, you know, everybody's just, oh, they played starter minutes or whatever. But guess what? You're down 10 points at the first media timeout. You're down 8 points at the first media timeout. You're playing catch-up the entire time.
That happened all the time.
Play your best players. Yeah, hard is that?
That happened all the time. You're right.
You know what? We've got one of the best quarterbacks, like, if you were USC. We got Caleb Williams. But you know what? We're going to play him in the second quarter. We're not going to start in the first quarter. We're going to be down 21-0. Who would do that?
All right. He has Bronny James at 55 and Justin Edwards at 56. Be honest. Who would you rather have?
Justin Edwards.
Who's going to have a better NBA career, Antonio Reeves or Justin Edwards?
Reeves.
I think there's
a place for Reeves. Reeves is a spot-up shooter.
I like him so much.
I do, too.
I'm so blinded by that, though. I want to be objective. I like him so much.
But would it surprise anybody if Justin Edwards was stunted by Cal and then he goes to the NBA and
does what he was supposed to do? Would it surprise you if he's Cal, though?
No.
That wouldn't surprise me either. Jackster, if the Spurs do that, they will have a great bench to come in when the starters retired. What a great text.
Pop will play both of them.
That's a really good text.
Yeah.
Watch Pop start him.
Oh, he will.
That'd be a small backcourt, man. Texture pointing out, I mean, 160 pounds and 6'1 is tough sledding in the NBA.
Which would be different for the Spurs.
It's tough sledding in the postseason, maybe not the regular season.
It's different for them because they're usually a bunch of international guys.
Yes, right.
Like, they have this niche about, we've got the best international
guys. Dillingham's got a bit of an international feel to him.
Yeah, he does.
He doesn't necessarily have an American feel to him.
Right. You're right.
Which is ironic. I think, actually, Shepard's got more of an American feel to him.
Oh, he definitely does.
Yeah, so... That'd be fun. I really do. I mean, look, it's okay to be sappy about it. It's cool that a kid from North Laurel is going to be drafted in the top five in the draft. That's cool.
Sure.
totally cool. It really is. So hopefully that happens. We'll be ready for all of that tomorrow here on the show. We'll do a bunch of NBA draft previews with the local guys and try to figure out where everybody's going to go. Maybe, like I said, put some bets together, try to figure that out as well. 437-9680 on our UPS jobs text line as well.
Tomorrow's more important than Kentucky actually winning an NCAA tournament game. Just ask Cal. The NBA draft is the biggest night of the year.
Who do you trust to get, let's just do this, to get back to the finals more? The Celtics or the Panthers, who just made it 2 years in a row?
I trust the Celtics. It's much harder in hockey to go back to back.
It's a good text, by the way. Reed is international. He's from London. God, it's a good text. It's a really good text. Texter, it's so annoying we can't bet draft props in Kentucky. Oh, that's right. We can't do that in Kentucky. God, it's a good point. I had forgotten about that. Doggone it. Thank you, Texter, for ruining
lame.
No, but I needed to know that before I spent 45 minutes putting it together for tomorrow. By the way, ESPN has their power rankings for next year for the NBA. Are you ready?
Boston's one, aren't they?
They are.
Okay.
Can you guess who's two? Go West.
Denver.
Correct. Number three, go West.
Minnesota.
Dallas.
Dallas, okay.
Number four, go West.
Minnesota.
Yes. Number five, go West.
OKC?
It is OKC. Number six, go East.
Knicks?
Yes. Look at Zachy C. Number seven, go East.
Oh, boy.
This one's tough. I would have mixed. I would have gotten these three teams out of order. They're all in the East, by the way. Six, seven, eight.
Milwaukee?
Milwaukee is seven. Who's eight?
Indiana?
No. Indiana's nine.
Oh, man.
Who is eight then?
It's not Cleveland, is
it? They got an MVP.
They do have an MVP?
Yep.
Oh, God, what am I?
76ers. You're just blanking. It's okay. Number Four. 10, go West. This is where I would have lost.
Clippers?
Yes. Good for you. All right, here it is. This is where it gets funny, people. Number 11, go East. It's not the Cavaliers, who are 12.
Oh.
The Orlando Magic.
Yeah. Because
Paolo Banchero. Yeah. And they are deep in discussions. I don't know if people know this. Or at least looking at, excuse me, not discussions. There's no tampering. None. No tampering.
Who tampers?
No one tampers.
Never.
D'Angelo Russell is a real talk to go to Orlando.
I've heard that. Yeah, I've heard
and that would be really interesting because Banchero dude is the.
He torched the Cavs.
I think long term we're going to go, oh man, we didn't know how good that guy was when he got drafted.
Yeah, because he didn't immediately dominate as soon as he got in the league like a lot of young rookies will do, but he was very good last year.
Yeah. For sure. Texter, Prince and or Tom Petty are the only correct answers to the best halftime show. Everyone under 35 should go to wherever they steal music online and listen to their entire catalogs. Texter, pretty good, Zach. Texter, sounds like LeBron needs to go back to the East, LOL.
I agree. Come back to Cleveland.
The Lakers, by the way, are 15th behind the Pelicans and the Suns. Then it gets to Miami at 16. The thing about Miami at 16, by the way, is that it doesn't matter.
No, they're going to be there.
It doesn't matter.
Who's dead last?
Yeah. Okay. You know what? Fair for you. Who is 30th? Who is 29th? And who is 28th? I think you know all three of the teams.
Wizards, Pistons.
Good. And?
Hornets?
Yes, good. In what order? Who's the worst?
Detroit.
Of course. What are we doing here?
Yeah,
Wizards, second worst.
Hornets
third worst. By the way, all of those teams, miserably terrible. And they're talking expansion in that league.
Yeah, come on. We don't.
I mean, at some point, look, I would love to have a team here, but do you want this?
Yeah.
I guess I
do. That's part of the reason I say 90s NBA is overrated, because they kept expanding and expansion dilutes talent.
Stop saying that. Texter, when I come to get my cigar on Saturday, will there be cane sauce to slather it in? Sure, buddy. I'll bring you some cane sauce. How about that?
Give the people what they want.
Give the people what they want. Oh, man. 437-9680. Keep those texts coming here. UPS Jobs text line. Bobby V, by the way. V show in about 10 minutes, 10, 15, whatever, 20.
10 minutes is 12:02. No way.
Yeah, right. 15:20. And then, of course, roundtable 3 o'clock today here on the station. We'll do a bunch of NBA draft preview tomorrow. Are you like this? Are you like you see the 135 triple play and you got to click on it?
Of course.
Okay. Baseball and its numbers, man.
No sport loves its numbers more than baseball.
What position is one?
Pitcher.
Two.
Catcher.
Good. Three.
First base.
Good. Four.
Second base.
Five.
Shortstop.
No, third.
Third. Six is shortstop.
And then around the outfield. That's right.
Yes, yeah. That's right.
The only tricky one there is 5-6 off the bag, but they go off the lines for that. But yeah. Yeah, so it's the first 1-3-5 triple play in the majors since the Tigers turned one on July 11th, 1929, according to Major League Baseball and the Society for American Baseball Research. Okay.
Who has time to look back to 1929 for anything?
I need to say this out loud. There are many things that are like, holy crap, that's very American. The Society for American Baseball Research flew into the top five for me. Like, that's insane. Is that where sabermetrics come from, by the way?
Probably.
Right?
I think so.
Society for American Baseball Research. That was a pretty cool moment for us, Harper said. It was like going back to Little League. We were so excited. By the way, we did this. That's why baseball's like this. Yeah. Because plays like that feel like Little League, right?
That's right.
Right? And I told a story of being in the crowd for a random cycle at a single A game. That stuff is just fun. It just is. It's just fun. So... the Phillies turned that play in Detroit, by the way, against the Tigers, who had pulled the last one, a 1-3-5 triple play in 1929. So there you go.
The only thing more impressive is the unassisted triple play.
It's up there. But apparently 1-3-5 is more rare.
Yeah, we've had right? more unassisted triple plays than 1-3-5.
I've actually heard of those. I've never heard of a 1-3-5, so there you go. Tennessee won the College World Series. Any takeaways from that at all? I don't have one.
They were the best team all season. Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
They've been knocking on the door the last couple of years.
Look at the top tags.
I think they won the Jello Shot Challenge.
Look at the top tags. Did they? They did both?
I think they did.
1920s baseball is overrated.
Yeah, it was a dead ball era. Babe Ruth was hitting homers off plumbers.
At some point during the summer, we should do a What's Overrated in Sports show.
Yes!
We could do 2 hours on it. I'm sure the text line would fire off on those, man, for sure. That would be great. The other thing... Klay Thompson, do you think he ends up back with the Warriors?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless it... Klay, Steph, these guys, I just can't picture them anywhere else.
Texture saying you're the exact type of person that would look up a stat from 1929. No. Zach's the exact type of person that would just know the stat from 1929.
That's right. That's
the difference. He's not
looking
it up.
You told me I have to look it up? Yeah, Come on now. I could tell you all about the 1922 Canton Bulldogs.
I think Klay stays with the Warriors and it ends up being a terrible decision.
Yeah. Those are two different things. I think he ends up back there. And
it reminds me of the Stephen A. He's negotiating against no one to stay with ESPN.
Yeah, that's right.
It feels like that. The Warriors are... No one thinks of Klay Thompson as, like, the last piece to win a title.
Not anymore.
Not in 2024. So, I don't see that.
Klay doesn't have it anymore. No.
Just after an injury like that, dude, it's just... And you get into your mid-30s, it's its own thing.
Yeah.
For sure.
Something to it.
I didn't get to the take, but Connor McDavid should not have won the MVP for the playoffs. And I get it. It's for the entire playoffs. But those last two games weren't good enough, man.
He wasn't
there. When they needed him the most to win those games, he was not there. He should not have won it, and I...
Should always be for the winning team. Always.
Ooh, I don't know about that, but boy, it certainly wasn't him. Zach Cantrell, Louis Rabeau, this has been Rabeau & Co. Music playing. We got to get out of here. V-Show after us, Roundtable 3 o'clock. You can also listen to the drive over on 93.9 at that time. Back again tomorrow at 10 o'clock. You'd better be too. Talk to you then.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.